Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a great weekend, or if you're still on it, well, enjoy the last parts of it. It's Monday morning here in Sydney, Australia. And tell you what, I didn't look at the market at all over the weekend. I had plenty of stuff to do that wasn't market related, and it was nice to not have to sort of come in and look at things. Very happy that I have had a bit of a break. Now, I came in today, and as I quite often do, I just start with a quick little view of the top 10. Very quickly what I do is just look at it. You know, it's before 10 a.m., so it means that this is the last sort of 23 hours of price movement, which kind of covers the entire day of Sunday, more or less. And I can actually have a look at the entire weekend just today, but starting off with the last 24 hours. And I can see, I'll just go to walk you through what I see. Right now I can see across the top 10, everything's green, all right? Everything's green. Not majorly up, but up. You know, between 1% and sort of 4% is where we're sitting at. Now, the first thing I do is I have a look at Bitcoin. That's naturally my first port of call, as it is the biggest in the market, and the market tends to generally be affected by what Bitcoin's doing. So I'm checking that right now, and I can see that we've been holding. You know, we've been holding on the higher side, higher side of the range for the most part of the weekend. And what I can actually see is about 6,630-ish. There is a little bit of resistance starting to form there. We've actually had one candle break up through there with a high of 6,647. So if you call it 6,650, right, we've got some resistance there. Now, we also see some higher low potentially coming into play here with a higher low at 6,300. Now, in the last couple of hours, we've actually seen about a $200 move up. Now, talking about Bitcoin still, does this mean we're going to go into a bullish move for the start of the week? I would be very happy for that to happen, but it doesn't mean that at all. It's just looking at how it's all setting up. Now, what I also look at here is on this weekly candle, which will also close in an hour and 45. The weekly candle is rejecting the lows, and it's small and bullish. Now, it's not in the cradle zone, and it's not in an uptrend. So it's not really anything other than, you know, so there's not anything more to read into it other than the fact that the candle is bullish. Nothing more at all right? Now, I'm basically looking to see how that works out. If it closes like this, it might be a little bullish sign, and then I need to see a break of the high of that candle. So nothing just yet, but it is holding its ground. If I look at Ethereum as well, I mean, here's the thing that's really interesting. You know, if we go through the rest of the top 10, which I'll just do now, most of them are in daily downtrends, and most of them were overextended. Most of them also have now pulled back into the cradle zone. Now, Ethereum's done the same thing. It's just a big candle, too big for me to be trading. Bitcoin Cash has done something very, very similar. It's pulled back up into that $600 mark. Bearish candle in that cradle zone, but too big. The candle is just too big. Same with EOS. Pulled back up into that cradle, back into that cradle zone after a very bullish day on Friday. And since then, it's bearish candle in that zone. Cardano has also done the same. It's pulled back into that cradle zone. And look, they're all very much looking the same. Now, the only exception is Lumen. The exception is because Lumen continues to hold its ground throughout the entire market collapsing. Lumen managed to just sort of hang on. Now, what we've also got here on Lumen is we've got a bit of resistance coming in as well, very similar to that of what we're seeing on Bitcoin, except for the ranges are a bit bigger, about the 24.6 cents, right? 24.25 cents. Not there yet, but it is starting to build into a level. Now, if I also look at Lumen on, say, the weekly time frame, it also has a very similar outlook to what Bitcoin looks like at the moment. Just at the low in this weekly is a bit high, a bit more of a higher low than that of Bitcoin. So looking a little bit more positive there. NEO is also, NEO has been falling for quite some time. It has pulled back into that cradle zone. It does have a bearish candle. The candle's too big for me, and it's actually in a bit of a four-hour uptrend. IOTA in a very similar place there to NEO, a bearish candle in that sell zone, not looking all that good at the moment. It just needs to sort of work itself out. All in all, guys, just to be honest with you all, it does look very much like this market is poised for something. And if I was to make a guess, and that's all it is, because I don't have enough information right now, I would suggest that for a lot of these markets, it looks as though, you know, if it breaks up, it looks as though there might be a little bit of a move there. So if anything, it looks as though we might see a little bit of buying maybe come in at the start of the week. Of course, I'm not suggesting we go out and buy, not by a long shot. Just looking at the way the chart's looking, there's a little bit more sentiment to the bulls than there is to the bears. If we look at the lower time frames, the higher time frames, it must be said, are still very much bearish, pulling back into those cradle zones. So I guess the difficult thing with that is, this is why I look for multiple time frame analysis, all the time frames come together at the same to agree. The whole point is that, you know, I've got a lower time frame that might suggest if we break up through a certain level, then we might see some buying activity come in. And then I look at the lower time frames and go, yes, but if it was a break down through the daily candle, it would look like selling. So this is the reason why I'm happy to sit out. I'm happy I've been flat for the weekend. There's no trades. I'm happy to sit out. I'm happy to wait and see what goes on and wait for that direction confirmation to come in. Now, we haven't got that just yet. It does look as though we're starting to build. We've been building a consolidation for quite some time. It would be better if it broke up. But that being said, I'll be open to all outcomes. It might just take a little bit for the market to get its directional hat on. I'll be happy to wait. Have a good start to your week. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.